It's rush hour, and a lot of you might be listening to me right now from the freeway. Maybe you're moving slowly past the Oakland Airport, or SFO. If you're snaking your way along 101, look out the window. Can you see AT&T Park? If so, you're actually right on top of land that was once part of the San Francisco Bay. Before the gold rush, the San Francisco Bay Area was a thriving estuary, an ecosystem of interconnecting marshes filled with thousands of species of plants and animals. After San Francisco became a boom town, these tidal marshes began to disappear. They were filled in to make space for housing and industry. More homes for people meant fewer homes for wildlife. Today, less than 10% of the original 200,000 acres of wetlands remain. This month, the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service finalized plans to restore some of the natural habitats of the San Francisco Bay tidal marshes. The 50-year billion-dollar project is the biggest marsh restoration project in America outside of the Florida Everglades. It centers on giving six endangered species another chance. KALW's Angela Johnston takes us on a search for a tiny bird whose survival embodies the challenges of restoring the bay.
The California clapper rail is a bird that likes to be heard but not seen.
We typically can't see our birds because they're hiding in the marsh vegetation.
This morning, they aren't too vocal. So to find them, Vivian Bowie scans the air with a big metal antenna attached to a receiver while she listens through headphones.
So we currently have two California clapper rails with radio transmitters attached to them, and each bird has a different frequency. So we have a receiver, another gear that we go out to and listen for their signal, and we bring with us a compass and a GPS so we can get the compass bearings and triangulate their locations.
This process is called telemetry. The closer the birds are, the louder the beeping. Bowie works for the United States Geological Survey. For the past 3 years, she's been researching the clapper rail's every move.
We can study where they like to go at high tide, at low tide, at different times of the day.
The clapper rail is tiny, about the size of your fist. It's brown and orange, has a big yellow beak, and if you're lucky enough to see one, Bowie says they're pretty cute.
I think they're adorable. Not scientific at all. But they're very photogenic. I can say that.
What does the call sound like?
Laughing, I think.
It's this laughing, rattling, clapping bird call that gives the clapper rail its name. No joke, a group of clapper rails is actually called an applause. And it does sound a bit like they're laughing at something. If we were to hear it, it would sound like this. Here at Arrowhead Marsh in Oakland, in a tiny pocket of marshland squeezed between Highway 880 and the Oakland Airport, there are over 80 California clapper rails, hiding in between tall grass. But that number is nothing compared to the amount that used to make marshes like this one their home.
Like, clapper rails used to be so numerous that there are accounts of restaurants serving clapper rails on their menus. That's how many there were.
That was back in the early 1800s, when a clapper rail was served with a baked potato. After nearly being hunted to extinction, the extensive filling and diking of the bay destroyed most of the rail's salt marsh habitat.
California clapper rails used to range from Humboldt Bay down to Morro Bay. A lot of tidal salt marsh that used to be here in California has disappeared, and so just most of what's left is here in the San Francisco Bay.
Since the 70s, a few state and federal programs tried to bring the rail population back to historic numbers. At one point, there were only 200 of them. Now the population hovers around 1,000. The rail's recovery is part of a billion-dollar federal plan to protect animals and plants like the salt marsh bird's beak, the salt marsh harvest mouse,
Sassoon thistle, soft bird's beak, and California sea blight, and finally remove them from the list of endangered species.
Valerie Bloom helped write this 50-year restoration plan. Bloom works for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I meet up with her during one of her field visits at a large marsh called Cullinan Ranch, just outside of Vallejo.
Okay, so we're looking north off of Highway 37.
So this is, we are right in the heart of a very unique ecosystem in California.
Cullinan Ranch is just one pocket of marshland included in the plan. The restoration also targets 500 miles of other wetlands, stretching from Arcata Bay near Eureka all the way down to Morro Bay near San Luis Obispo. But the majority of the plan centers around the San Francisco Bay, the San Pablo Bay, and the Suisun Bay. And like most things in San Francisco, it comes with a hefty price tag.
$1.2 billion. It's pricey. Work in the bay is going to cost.
A huge price. But Bloom stresses that this isn't any additional tax money. It's funds that were already available, and it's organizations like hers that were tasked with divvying it up. They thought the marsh was one of the best areas to invest in because it's all interconnected. You see, in the past, marshes were regarded as wastelands, places for new subdivisions, highways, and airports. And the land has been overlooked.
They serve a very important purpose. They're really critical for flood protection.
Marshes also filter contaminants, make our water cleaner, and improve our air quality.
So is it worth it? Yes. For this situation, I think it's within reach. It won't be easy, and it's not going to be immediately, but I think we can recover this ecosystem.
Back at Arrowhead Marsh in Oakland, a group of students are cleaning up trash from the levees. The water is filled with pieces of styrofoam, broken glass bottles, even needles.
I collected 3 bags of garbage from all over the rocks, and we're saving the clapperware. Yeah.
That's Shay Ottaviano. She's 7 years old. She's been learning about the clapperrail habitat at Arrowhead for a while now, and she came out here today in hopes of seeing one.
They just leave the trash all around. It's not nice to the, and it's being like mean to the birds. If the bird eats the rubber, it will get stuck in their belly, and they will not make them feel good, and then they'll get sick.
Finally, Vivian Bowie spots a clapperrail.
So on this side, if you go down the rocks.
Oh, so it's that. So it's the big guy like preening right there.
Yeah.
Sort of, it's really close to shore, perched on a rock and ruffling its brown feathers. Vivian Bowie looks on, pleased.
How a clapperrail population is doing is indicative of how the marsh is doing overall.
And if the marsh is healthy, it won't only support the clapperrail or the harvest mouse, but also the larger ecosystem that we're all a part of. In Oakland, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.